Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey.
And my name is Laura.
And this is part three of the exciting, dramatic story of 7-Eleven mascots.
没错，其实前面那两天呢，就是前两天呢，我们就是学到有关这个 7-Eleven 很可爱的 mascot 吉祥物 Open 奖。不过现在好像多出了一位新的 character, OK, 就是 Open Z. 那我们也知道另外还有 Lock Zhang, he's like the naughty one, right?
Yeah, he tried to play a trick on Open Zhang, but broke his magic wand, but Open Zhang can't live without that magic wand.
真的这个调皮的 Lock Zhang, 你知不知道你这样可能会害死这个 Open Zhang 哦，因为他偷走他的这个魔法棒呢，而且还把它弄断成五小节。Oh, what's going to happen?
Well, let's go to the article to see what happens next.
Open Z.
To save Open John's life,Open Z is flying at the speed of light from the future. His mission is to collect the broken pieces of the wand from five different areas in Taiwan. He needs to work with everyone here to finish this task. Open Z is calling for everybody to join this special mission. Open Z is going to land very soon.Are you ready to be a hero? Just set out on this adventure by visiting the exhibition at Pier 2 Art Center in Kaohsiung. Open Z needs your help to make our Earth a happy place again.
Speed, speed. New drivers shouldn't try to drive at a fast speed. New drivers shouldn't try to drive at a fast speed. Collect, collect. My grandfather likes to collect stamps and put them in a book.My grandfather likes to collect stamps and put them in a book. Join, join. Patrick wants to join his school's football team. Patrick wants to join his school's football team. Hero, hero.Our soldiers fighting in the war are all heroes to us. Our soldiers fighting in the war are all heroes to us.
Okay, the article begins. To save Open John's life, Open Z is flying at the speed of light from the future.
Wow, and that's super fast. Okay, 所以呢，为了要拯救 Lock 小将的Open 小将的性命呢，这个 Open Z 呢，他正用怎么样光速从未来飞来哟 ，the speed of light, the speed of light, sorry, 就是光速这样的意思哦。
Right, light is really fast. Now the word speed is how we talk about whether something is fast or slow. Speed is the rate at whichSomeone or something moves or travels, okay? So, for example, new drivers shouldn't try to drive at a fast speed.
That's right. New drivers shouldn't try to drive at a fast speed.
And why not?
Because it's dangerous.
It's very dangerous, okay? You could hit something or someone.
Right. Okay, 我们来看一下Speed 这个字呢 ,S-P-E-E-D, 它就是速度这样的意思，它是个名词哦。那刚刚的例句就说，哇，这个新手驾驶人呢，开车速度都不应该开太快，因为你有可能会撞到人哦。另外呢，如果我们在这个 超速的时候呢可能会很危险，因为呢你不但会可能撞到车子人啊，还有可能就会拿到 a speeding ticket。
When I was a new driver I got 2 speeding tickets in 1 year.
Oh, that's terrible.
I went too fast.
没错，超速的罚单。那 speedy 呢，如果我们在 speed 后面接一个 y 就成了形容词，表示非常快速的这样的意思哦。那通常我们说以什么样的速度，我们就会用at 什么什么 speed， 像是课文当中 at a very fast speed or at the speed of light 都是非常快的意思。
So you might ask, what is OpenZ going to do?、
Hmm.
Well, his mission is to collect the broken pieces、oh. of the wand from 5 different areas in Taiwan.
Ooh, so the broken pieces are here in Taiwan.
Yeah.
所以呢，这个我们的这个 OpenZ, OK, 就是它的任务呢是要搜集散落在台湾5个不同地方的这个，还记不记得它有这个棍棒的碎片哦？因为这是被 Luck 这样给弄坏的啦。
To collect is to get things of the same type from different places and bring them together. So, for example,My grandfather likes to collect stamps and put them in a book.
Wow, so my grandfather likes to collect stamps and put them in a book. Very nice. Collect 呢 C-O-L-L-E-C-T, 这个动词呢就是有收集这样的意思。那如果常常我们要把它变成名词，就是我有什么的收集，比如说册或者是东西物品，就是 a collection, C-O-L-L-E-C-T-I-O-N.那刚刚的例句就是说，我的 grandfather, 我的外公喜欢这个收集 stamps, 就是邮票成册哦。Okay, there are many things you can collect, for example, coins,、
mm-hmm.
right?
My brother collects coins.
Okay, mm-hmm. And stickers, like from 7-Eleven, like sometimes you have to collect those.
Oh, right, before、yeah. you can spend them, you have a little book and you collect them、
yes.
and you put them in the book.
像是我们在这个超商都会有那种小贴纸，让我们可以集东西，对不对？ And also some people like to collect maybe shoes. They do, like if they're like really, you know, different, unique. Yeah, they
sure, do. Sure, I only have about 3 different shoes. How many do you have?
I can't count.
That must be a big collection.
I like to collect earrings as well.
Okay. All right, you can really collect anything.
Right.
It's just of the same...type of thing.
Paintings. You can also collect paintings.
Well, paintings are very expensive.
Right.、
Though. All right. So, OpenZ is collecting、the broken pieces of the wand, but I guess he cannot do it alone.
Oh.
Okay. The article says he needs to work with everyone here to finish this task.
Does that include me?
You too.
Woohoo!
Even me too.
Right. OpenZ 呢，他当然一个人的力量可能不够呢，因为他必须要跟台湾助理的每一个人一起完成这项 task， 就是任务哦。不过在这里我们有看到 he needs to， 必须。我们其实有时候有一个说，就是 somebody has to 或是 have to， 对不对？还有 must， 这些都是必须的意思啊。那要如何要？用的对呢，我们当然要请教我们的英文快通老师哦。We have to go to 英文快通 now.
Okay, let's go.
English.
Oh yeah.
Hello, 大家好 ，I'm Tim. 今天我们要教大家英文中必须的讲法，分别是 have to。need to 以及 must， 这三者都是表示必须的意思。然而这之间究竟有什么不同呢？现在就让我们一起来看看吧。英文中 have to、 need to 以及 must 都是表示必须的意思，它的句型是直接在 have to、 need to 或者 must 的后方直接加上原形动词，表示必须做某件事的意思。假设今天妈妈生病了必须看医生，用英文表达就是 Mom has to see a doctor because she is sick. 妈妈要看医生因为她生病了。同样的句子也可以写成 Mom needs to see a doctor because she is sick. 或者 Mom must see a doctor because she is sick. 这三者意思都是一样的，只是语气上有所不同，待会儿我会补充说明。 在这首先要特别注明的一点是，由于 must 是助动词，所以它不受人称跟时态变化的影响。然而 have to 或者 need to 则是要视情况改变时态或者人称。好，刚刚我提到的这三者之间的语气不同是什么意思呢？举例来说，当我们讲 I have to go home， 我得回家了， I need to go home， 我必须回家了， I must go home， 我不回家不行了，这三句都有我要回家的意思，但语气的强弱有所不同。 must 语气最强， need to 次之，而 have to 相较之下比较弱。I have to go home 在语气上只是简单的表达出我要回家了，然而 I need to go home 则是有种因为出于某种原因所以必须回家的意思，然而最后的 I must go home 则是表示现在不回家会有严重的后果发生。如果把这句型用在别人身上意思也差不多。让我再举个例子，假设今天我跟某人说You have to leave now， 你现在得离开这里。You need to leave now， 你现在必须要离开这里。You must leave now， 你现在一定要离开这里才可以。这三句都是叫对方离开的意思。但同学们还记得我刚刚说过的吗？三者间的语气强弱其实不同， must 的语气最强， need to 次之，而 have to 最弱。You have to leave now 只是简单的叫对方离开， You need to leave now 则较有急迫性，而最后的 You must leave now 则具有警告的意味。所以下次当大家在使用这三个词汇的时候要多注意这些小细节哦，对英文的沟通很有帮助。好，经过今天的讲解的时候，希望大家能对这句型更了解哦。英文快一通，我们下次见咯。
Okay, that was very interesting. Mm. And now we have to continue with the article.
Right.
So the article says, OpenZ is calling for everybody to join this special mission.
Yay, nice. 所以我们这里看到这个 OpenZ, 这呼朋引伴，这里我们看到 call for, 就是有呼叫啦，或是呼朋引伴这样的意思，来加入这项特别的任务哦。Join
is spelled J-O-I-N. Mm-hmm. Now, to join is to take part in something that someone else is doing or to go somewhere with them.
Uh-huh.
So you join someone with their game, their
job,
activity. Their task, mm. or a mission. Okay?
Right.
Here's another example. Patrick wants to join his school's football team.
Nice. Patrick wants to join his school's football team. Okay, 我们来看一下加入的英文要怎么说，就是今天课文提到的 join。 那我们可以直接在后面又接到你要加入的什么东西，像是呢，我们的例句就是说 Patrick 他想要加入学校的美式足球的球队哦。那有时候我们可能出去吃饭的时候Having lunch, 我们可能会问好朋友，像是我就问 Jeffrey, Hey, I'm going out for lunch. Would you like to join me?
Yes, I would be very happy to join you for lunch.
Okay, 所以由此可见 join 是非常好用，而且非常常用在这个 everyday conversation 当中哦。Okay, let's continue reading.
All right, so OpenZ is going to land very soon.
Oh, I can't wait.Okay, 所以接着呢，课文就提到 OpenZ 很快呢就会怎么样 land， 在这里呢 L-A-N-D land 呢它是当作动词来用哦，就是登陆这样的意思啦。
So landing is when an airplane or
right?
I guess maybe he flies a UFO、
mm.
stops flying and goes down onto the ground, or you could say down on the land.
Right.
Okay. So the article asks youAre you ready to be a hero?
That's right, that's you over there. Are you ready? 你准备好成为一个 hero, 成为一个英雄了吗？当我们用 ready to do something, 就是准备好去做什么事情了吗？ And hero, what does this word mean?
Hero, spelled H-E-R-O. A hero is a person, especially a man, who is admired by many people for doing something brave or good. Okay? Now, there are pretend heroes or fiction heroes,
right?
Like Superman, but there are lots of real heroes, too. Okay? Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Our soldiers fighting in the war are all heroes to us.
So true. Our soldiers fighting in the war are all heroes to us. Okay, 我们来看一下 hero 这个字呢，就是指英雄这样的意思。那当然刚刚 Jeffrey 老师提的非常好，其实英雄可以分可能是比较虚拟的，像是很多 superheroes 就是超级英雄，都是在电影啦或是漫画当中出现，像是 Iron Man 或是 Superman, they're all superheroes。 不过呢，在真实的社会当中当然也有英雄啦，像是刚刚的例句提到的，就是在战场上的那个冲锋陷阵的 soldiers 士兵们呢，对我们来说呢全部都是英雄。 What about girl hero? Is there a special word for that?
Sure, the word is heroine.
Okay, H-E-R-O-I-N-E, 就是女英雄这样子的意思。And of course, hero can also mean a person who is greatly admired. Okay, so 就是非常崇拜的偶像也是可以，像是 for example, a football hero, or sometimes, his father has always been his hero. Maybe somebody's father is a hero to another
right,
person.
Right, I really admirefirefighters,
right?
Because they run into burning buildings to save people. They are heroes to me.
Okay.
Alright. So the last part of the article says, just set out on this adventure by visiting the exhibition at Pier 2 Art Center in Kaohsiung. Okay, so now we know the place to go.
Wow, okay. 所以呢，大家如果想要就是参加这个冒险的话呢，就要到这个高雄博尔艺术特区参观这个展览来展开这项冒险哦。Set out 就是有展开着手这样的意思。Adventure 当然就是冒险的意思啦。
OpenZ needs your help to make our Earth a happy place again.
Nice, so OpenZ 就需要你们还有我们的帮忙，让我们的地球再度成为快乐之地。 Yeah, you need to help out OpenZ so that you can be happy again.
Okay, well let's go to wrap up.
Yeah.
Alright, well this is great. We just read about the Pier 2 Art Center in Kaohsiung, which I had never heard of before, but it sounds like a really great place to visit.
I've heard of it before, but I've never been there before. So I think I'm going to check it out and check out OpenZ and I'm going to save the world.
Yes, if you want to join in all the fun and, of course, save the world, make
right.
it a happier place, head down to Kaohsiung, which is a beautiful city
right.
as well.
There's like also the Love River, Aiho. Have you been there?
I did go to the Love
right.
River.
So we could do a lot of things. We could visit a lot of beautiful places in Kaohsiung while saving the world. How nice is that?
Yeah, it sounds like a great trip.
Well, I guess that's all the time we have for today. Please join us next time. We'll see you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
When you have free time, what do you enjoy doing?
When you have free time, what do you enjoy doing?
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。今天我们就要教一句很实用的英文，可以用来询问对方的兴趣。When you have free time, what do you enjoy doing? When you have free time,What do you enjoy doing? 当你有空的时候，你喜欢做什么？这是一个很棒的问题哦，尤其是在结交新的朋友的时候，可以用来帮助认识彼此。我们首先看到前半句的第一个字 free 就代表有空的意思。 Free time 指的就是空闲的时间。 I have free time 或者 I'm free同样都表示我有空的意思，因此这句话我们也可以写成说 When you are free, what do you enjoy doing? When you are free, what do you enjoy doing? Free 这个字除了有空的意思之外，还有免费的或者自由的意思。例如 free drinks 就代表免费的饮料， free tickets 就代表免费的门票。 I finally feel free after the final exam. 这是表示在期末考后我终于自由了。此外，这句子后半的 enjoy doing something 就表示喜爱做某件事的意思。例如 I enjoy watching TV. I enjoy watching TV 就代表我很喜欢看电视。I enjoy playing baseball. I enjoy playing baseball.就表示我很喜欢打棒球。这里要特别注意的是 enjoy 这个字后方接的是动名词 ving， 大家可不要忘记了哦。希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来。现在就让我们来看看今天的例句，小聚会我们下次见咯。
When you have free time, what do you enjoy doing?
When you have free time, what do you enjoy doing?
Open Z.
To save Open John's life, Open Z is flying at the speed of light from the future. His mission is to collect the broken pieces of the wand from 5 different areas in Taiwan. He needs to work with everyone here to finish this task.OpenZ is calling for everybody to join this special mission. OpenZ is going to land very soon. Are you ready to be a hero? Just set out on this adventure by visiting the exhibition at Pier 2 Art Center in Kaohsiung. OpenZ needs your help to make our Earth a happy place again.
Speed, speed. New drivers shouldn't try to drive at a fast speed. New drivers shouldn't try to drive at a fast speed. Collect, collect. My grandfather likes to collect stamps and put them in a book.My grandfather likes to collect stamps and put them in a book. Join, join. Patrick wants to join his school's football team. Patrick wants to join his school's football team. Hero, hero.Our soldiers fighting in the war are all heroes to us. Our soldiers fighting in the war are all heroes to us.